How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Could be better.
We're joined by Mike Shane. You are the chief business officer for the Flyers. But it seems here like our producer Donnie gave me a little sheet about you, and it's four pages of stuff you do.
Well, there's a lot to do, and but there's no better job in the world as far as I'm concerned.
So finally, after a long, long wait, as you mentioned, hockey is back. Now, could you please explain what's going on to me like I'm a third grader? Because the Flyers are in the playoffs, but they're just playing for seeding, but other teams are playing because they're not in yet. How is this whole thing going right now?
Yeah, it's just that simple, right? No, it's different this year. Every sport has obviously had to adapt with the new environment, and so the NHL took the bubble route, if you will. So all of the teams who made the playoffs are in two bubble cities. The West is in Edmonton. The East is in Toronto. So we're in Toronto with 11 other teams. The top four teams, which we were one of, get automatically into the playoffs, and we're playing right now in a round robin to determine that seed order. The other eight teams are playing for their lives to advance and get into the playoffs. So Flyers are in. We beat the number one seed Boston Bruins this past weekend. We play the Washington Capitals tonight, and then we play the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday. We win tonight, guaranteed at least a two seed. So, okay. And then we'll wait and see how the other games play out to see who we're going to play.
And the bubble route seems to be the best way to go because the NBA and you guys seem to be pretty clean, as we see almost daily NFL and Major League Baseball players testing positive. Have the Flyers players or coaches had any issues with the testing?
No, so the NHL issued a report last week that through the first 2 weeks in the bubble, there have been zero positive tests, and it's really a credit to the work that Commissioner Bettman and the NHLPA put into it. It is an unbelievably intricate system with safeguards everywhere, and so far so good. So we're obviously, not taking anything for granted, but, one day at a time and watching our guys go out and play is a lot of fun for us.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Mike Shane with the Flyers. So who in the world is watching Gritty when this is happening? Because he seems to just be running wild through the streets.
Well, but the thing with Gritty is there's no point in watching him. Gritty's going to do what he does. You can not stop him. You can only hope to contain him. And even that is futile at best. He's certainly, if there's one person who's more excited than me, it's Gritty. But he's trying to find ways to channel his energies. He's going to have some fun stuff coming up next week. He'll be out and about in the city. But he's active as ever on social media. The other thing about the second screen that I was talking about is there's a lot of Gritty antics in there as well, as you can imagine. And live look-ins where he's watching the game from. He has not missed a beat.
All right. Mike Shane of the Flyers, thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to join us and for all the info. And fingers crossed, what day do the playoffs officially start?
Playoffs are officially going to start next week. So we'll know either late Sunday night or early Monday morning who we're playing and when we're playing, but likely going to be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week for round one. So we'll be blasting on our social channels. So keep an eye out, and we'll see everyone then.
Awesome. Mike Shane of the Flyers, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it. Have a great one.
You are waking up with the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 92.5 XTU. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.